Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding a future career in shop class. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range. Coming up, a musical love letter for Valentine's Day.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Made from love.
But first, Wichita school leaders recently approved a major renovation of the wood shop at Heights High School. And students in the class are getting hands-on experience building cabinets and other items for schools across the district. Daniel Cottle visited Heights to see how the upgrades will help support students looking to work in a professional shop someday.
The sights and sounds of the wood shop at Heights are pretty far outside of what you'd find in your typical classroom. But it doesn't take long to see. Students are working hard to prepare for their future. Here, they learn to use tools like saws and sanders, while also learning the patience it takes to stick with the project from design to completion.
Nothing's ever perfect, so you always have to problem solve. This doesn't fit, okay, let's go cut it. The cutting board has holes in it, okay, how do we fix that? So it's just, stuff here helps you with, like, real-life problems.
That's Blake Gillen, a sophomore at Heights who hopes to be a carpenter someday. Gillen and other Heights students have the chance to take their interest in woodworking beyond the classroom by working in the district's service center, where they help build things like cabinets to be used in schools. Students in the woodshop class have built a meeting room from scratch and a storage shed for the Heights Science Department. They also made a conference table for the Sedgwick County Commission. Robert Hall teaches the class.
Teaching our kids those valuable skills, it helps when they get out and maybe that's a trade that they want to pursue.
Soon, the woodshop will be modernized with new equipment, workstations, and concrete floors, thanks to a $280,000 renovation approved by the Wichita School Board. It's just one example of the push for more career and technical education in Wichita and the rest of the state. And that effort is reflected across many other potential career paths. Students can get on-the-job experience in fields like health, culinary arts, and manufacturing. The goal is to get students who may not go to college interested in earning other forms of qualification or experience. They can usually leverage that experience into a well-paying job, often right out of high school. Jasmine Tommy Shresta is a senior at Heights. They discovered their love for woodworking as a freshman.
I really love just being able to work with my hands because sitting at a desk all day is really taxing on me. So being able to move around and actually make things and be able to take stuff home.
Tommy says the class sparked their interest in a career working with computer-assisted equipment called CNC machines. The machines can make custom cuts and molds from materials like wood, plastic, and metal. As part of the woodshop renovation, Heights will install its own CNC equipment through a grant. That will help teach future students like Tommy how to use the machines, exactly the kind of specialized training many employers in the region are looking for. For The Range, I'm Daniel Cottle.
You can read more of Daniel's story on the Heights High School woodshop at kmuw.org. This Valentine's Day, you may get a knock at your door from a Grammy-nominated vocalist. Roy Moy III is offering singing telegrams in the Wichita area. For this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles has more on Roy's effort to spread love.
Roy wanted to do something unique, so he said to himself,
"You know what? You're a singer. You're in this city, Wichita, Kansas, and I'm pretty sure people, you know, they're always loving your voice and wanting you to sing different things. What if you offered that as a service, as a gift? That would be super unique.
Super unique and exciting.
And to see the smile and the joy and the look that they give their person, their loved one, of like, wow, you thought this much of me to book a song in person, is just wonderful. And then the surrounding people, if it's like at an office or something like that, everyone gets to enjoy.
It's the second year for Roy to offer singing telegrams, and he decided to mix it up a bit.
This year, I wanted to try something new and sing some songs that were familiar to people. So The Point of It All by Anthony Hamilton.
And the point of it all, I love you.
We got Love by Frank Sinatra.
L is for the way you look at me. Oh,
All of Me by John Legend.
'Cause I give you all of me.
Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis Presley.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
And Isn't She Lovely, Stevie Wonder.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
Five songs that people can choose from to give love to the person that's most important in their life.
And that person may not live in the same city.
One booking by a couple, they were in two different states, and we all hopped on Zoom, and I sang for this gentleman's wife, and it was just such a sweet thing to see them connect, crying a little bit, and just, you know, that love that they have for each other.
How romantic or funny can the performance be?
Yes, I think what is so exciting about these singing telegrams is you never know how the person receiving it is going to respond. And so sometimes you get bursts of laughter and you just sing along with it and make it fun.
Now, do you wear a special costume or a particular outfit?
Yes, currently in studio right now, I have this red velvet jacket on. And so if you see Mr. Roy Moore III coming up with this red velvet jacket on, you know it's about to be a singing telegram that's going to happen on Valentine's Day week. And I'm typically going to have a rose in my hand as well. So yes, that is definitely the look that we're going for, to spread that love.
And finally, I want to ask you to give us a little example. We'd love to hear you sing one of the songs that you plan
to share.
Yes,
so you might be able to experience a little bit of Stevie Wonder.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Made from love.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Carla Echols brings you thoughtful stories about community every month on In the Mix. You can read more about Roy Moy III at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on Valentine's. It's easy to be cynical about Valentine's Day, especially as an adult. We are past the years of decorated cereal boxes and candy hearts, of classroom parties with cupcakes and fun dip. I appreciate a holiday that celebrates love, but these days I avoid restaurants on Valentine's Day. I much prefer dinner at home, where we don't have to worry about parking. But a Minnesota-based nonprofit called Doing Good Together has a great idea for bringing the magic back to this hallmark holiday, the Valentine's Day Kindness Challenge. The group urges people and families to spend February performing acts of kindness for loved ones or strangers. It could be baking treats for a neighbor, picking up litter in your neighborhood, or just leaving a random thank you note for a friend. That's even better than Fun Dip. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.